You know, back in those days, it was a World War II destroyer, and the one I'd been on had been hit twice by a kamikaze in World War II, so some parts of it were a little distorted, and so it was hard work. Back in those days, it was on air condition, pretty primitive, and, you know, most of the crew were World War II veterans, and so it was a harsh environment. You stepped into it, did a lot of time at sea, a lot of time standing watches in port. Very hard. I was newly married, so it was very hard on family life. And I was immediately thrown into the gunnery department, the deck division also. So that meant maintaining the exterior of the ship in good shape, but also I had charge of the anti-aircraft battery. And then I did well enough to, I fleeted up to be the gunnery officer of the whole, and torpedo officer of the entire destroyer when I was still an ensign, which is the first grade as an officer. And I really thrived with all that responsibility. And so it ended up being a really a good 2 years. The only thing about a destroyer is, you know, in rough weather, you bounce all over the place and it takes you a while to get over seasickness. And I'd been on a destroyer when I was a midshipman at the Naval Academy for a 2 month summer cruise and absolutely hated it, mainly because of the seasickness. But I think the combination of being more mature and having some real important responsibilities, I really thrived on it. And of course, in those days, you could not apply for submarines or SEAL team or anything else until you'd been served 2 years out in the fleet. And in this case, I was out in the fleet for 2 years as on a destroyer. So I applied for both submarines. And since I had been a surfer and all that and a great swimmer, I also applied for underwater demolition team. And this was just probably a year short of this becoming the SEAL teams. And I got accepted for both, passed the physicals for both, and then agonized for quite some time which I'd go. And my father, who was a career naval officer, a naval aviator, he convinced me if I went SEAL team, I'd be a beach bum. I look at that, though, of course, what would be the matter with being a surfer and a beach bum on full pay the rest of my life? I might have made a bum decision, but I did pick submarines, and that turned out to be the right choice. But I'd never had any interest in submarines. And when I got to submarine school, I didn't even bother to go wander down and look at a submarine until the first mandatory underway. When I got inside the submarine and they closed the hatch, why, I decided to myself, well, I guess you've made it a commitment. So I often use that as an example, Charlie, of how you can make a good career with zero motivation.